We can start. This is oral history number two, and the Council of Jewish Women, Bayroth, interviewing Mrs. Maisel. Shall we regress a little bit then?
If you want.
All right. Let's go into the Shulman family. I don't think we talked too much about them.
Very well.
There was how many now? You said there were.
I had a brother. One brother and one sister. Yes.
And your brother, you said, was adopted.
Yes.
And
was,
did he settle?
Well known.
Was he older or younger than you?
9 years older now. Yes, I was the youngest of the three.
Mm-hmm. And your sister?
My sister was 7 years older than I. Also, we all live in Los Angeles. Started out, very funny story, I always came to California. My mother had seen a supplement of a Sunday paper, and there was
a paper from California, Los Angeles?
No, I think it was like the New York Journal, that's what it was. And there was a nice little young family, father, mother, and children. And there was a fig tree and an orange tree and flowers and everything was so beautiful. My father was a very successful pharmacist in New York, had a beautiful store. We were doing, family was doing very well. She suddenly announced to my father, "We're moving to California."
Oh, my. Was he in a shock?
And she showed him this newspaper and said, "What are we doing in New York, raising our children on sidewalks all this is offered in California?" Anyway, she must have been very persuasive because we landed in California.
Oh, my. And you mean, you said you just gave up the pharmacy?
He sold his business. And it was a lucrative business.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was, not poor. And we settled in California. And my father then worked as a drug clerk until he looked around, saw what he wanted, and then eventually bought a pharmacy out there and managed two of them as it happened.
Did you have any relatives at all?
No, we didn't know a soul.
Oh,
my. But she was so intrigued by this, and we did have a fig tree and an orange tree. And all
the climate then was with Billy.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it was when I look back, it was a very brave thing to do.
Yes. Now tell me also, I think I also want to know about your school days there and your
recreation. Went to public
school. You went to public school there.
And eventually ended up graduating from the University of Southern California.
Now we are at your school days.
Yes.
And your brother, did he continue his education there also?
Oh yes, he was a pharmacist and went to medical school in California.
And did he eventually marry and settle there?
Yes.
And your sister?
Same thing.
And
she
are they still
pharmacist.
There? Are they still? She was a pharmacist.
Yes. And she married and raised family there.
And are they in California?
I have a niece. Yeah.
And your sister, is she?
She's passed away.
She's passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your brother?
Yes, he's in town.
And then what happened? Do you keep in touch with any of your friends, your school friends?
I will tell you something that I find very heartwarming. I have kept in touch with my friends. My husband and I are going to take a cruise to South America on the 14th of this month. We're going on a freighter. And we're going from Long Beach, California. I got in touch with all my friends, and we're
Are these your college friends?
One is my college friend. And We've invited them to lunch, and we'll have 25 people to lunch, and then I'm going on a boat.
Oh, have you seen them at
no.
all?
No.
You haven't seen them in
no,
all these years?
No, I haven't seen them for years, and I'm just wondering, will they recognize us, and will we recognize them?
Oh, that's wonderful. There was a story in the New York Times, did you read that once about
no.
that? A woman had graduated college many, many years ago.
Oh, yes.
And didn't see her friends.
Yes.
And they decided to have lunch together.
And they were bored dead
right.
eventually.
Yes.
Well,
they just
ours
didn't have
may
too
end
much.
Up the same way, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the
nice.
Letters are still very warm, and the contact is very warm, and my niece will meet us at the plane, and I've seen her.
Yes.
I think it's about 15 years or so since I've
oh,
seen
my.
Her. I've
oh,
never wanted to go back since I lost my son in 1957. It
would
was
you
just
like?
Very painful to me, so I just didn't
mm-hmm.
want to go back to California.
Would you want to talk about that at this time? Or
well, I
just
mentioned that I had a wonderful son. Was
this was by your first marriage?
Yes. Young, very brilliant physician, and he contracted polio and passed away.
In California?
Yes, passed away at the age of 32.
Oh, my.
And,
was he married?
Yes, he was married. And, it's a
yeah.
painful part of my
yes.
life, I suppose.
Well,
we all have this in our life, and we have to learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad. And tell me, shall we go into, what did you have any, I was also interested in learning about, were you interested in any sports or recreations and while you were in school? Did you have any?
No, I had no
outside.
No.
Nothing like that. And then I think we've already gone into your marriage.
Yes.
And we've continued with that. And now tell me, were things a lot different after you got married and you had your family and you settled down? Was your household, would you say, much different than you when you were living with your parents?
I suppose in some ways it was. When I lived with my parents, there was no television, and the radio was just begun to be used.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father with a crystal headset listening, and we could get a station maybe 50 miles away. It was
yes.
a fantastic thing. We all were called in to listen, and of course things were radically different.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, was it
naturally,
much harder, would you say, was it much more difficult for you as a girl growing up than it was as a...
Oh, no, on the contrary. You had so many less distractions. And I remember it was a great event in our life. Each month there used to be an RCA record made, if you... old enough to remember his master's voice, and every month a new one would come out, and my mother would dash madly to town and buy it. So I have a collection of all her old recordings of Caruso, and but this was during the golden age of opera. But that was a very wonderful occasion for us.
Mm-hmm.
We were accustomed to being happy with small things.
Now, did you do this, sit around as a family group and
yes.
listen to
oh,
to
yes,
all this?
A great deal. And I was an accomplished pianist, and we had a lot of music in the house. I
mm-hmm.
used to play for a lot of people who sang.
In your
and
home?
Yes.
In your home?
Yes.
Is it entertaining? Is it part of entertainment?
Part of our living, mm-hmm. part of the picture. And
mm-hmm.
I had friends who were accomplished violinists and play. life, of course, was at a much slower pace.
Now, this is when, this was before you were married.
Oh, yes, but...
and then after, did you have the same kind of environment in your home?
After I was married, things were different. You have a child, and I married a doctor, and he was not very musical. He would go to concerts with me as my escort, but not particularly enjoying them.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked to play bridge a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so my life was somewhat changed.
Mm-hmm. And this, your husband was from California?
To stop and think, no, he too was born in New York and had settled there in California.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about your first husband?
Yeah.
And his name was?
Fred Barnett.
Barnett.
B-A-R-N-E-T.
Mm-hmm. And
he
then?
Was a friend of my brother's, and I had met him through.
I see. And then what after that? Then you felt, I just want to know, was your approach to your child, to your family and your children, was it as restricted, say, as your parents were to you, or did you find that it was just a different way of life?
It was a different way of life, yes. Things were different, and I think when I grew up, the parents were the acme of, let's say, of discipline. You looked
mm-hmm.
up to your father
mm-hmm.
and mother, and while you were friends, you weren't intimate friends,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as I am, for instance, with my son
oh.
or my
well,
daughter, my
true.
Sister, and her
yeah.
child.
I think the
yes.
There's not such a separation. I don't
oh,
think
no.
in the generations today
oh,
as
no.
there was in those days.
Oh no, we
but
looked up to our parents, and they were much more remote.
Yes, but I also, I don't know, but I remember in our house, there was always somebody from the family. There was an aunt or a grandmother,
yeah.
or and it was a very close-knit
yes.
group, whereas I think, as far as I was concerned today, it's the children, I think, are different. They're interested, but
oh, they're
they don't, they're not
different. Now
part
than
of
they were
mm-hmm.
when I had my children.
Yes. But how about when you had your children? Did you have that also?
We didn't. As a family, an immediate family, I had no relatives, no aunts or uncles.
Oh.
Out there,
mm-hmm.
they were all.
Uh-huh.
What family we had was left in New York.
Uh-huh.
When my mother took off, no one followed.
Yeah. She had nobody to account to.
No. No, but we made our own life. I would say it was a very fortunate thing that we did move there. We had a nice life in California.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up when the population of Los Angeles was about 30,000 people.
And that's quite a difference.
Yes, and the
climate
was different.
Oh,
it was
different?
Oh, yes. I can remember going to school in winter with just a little thin dress.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up, it became colder.
Oh, that I never
mm-hmm.
knew that.
Yeah.
And tell me something else. Did you have, with your teachers, did you have any close association with your teachers? In any of your schools, or was it just a regular?
No.
Anybody have any particular influence on you?
No, I don't think so. I think
uh-huh.
my family had the most influence. My older brother was a great influence.
Yes, you talk about him a lot. That's another reason I thought I would like to go into him
yeah.
because you mentioned him so many times.
Yes. Well, he
you
was a wonderful person and a well-rounded man. Was interested in literature and poetry and music and all sorts of things, and he was very jolly, and he was very attached to me,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember being a youngster, he was in high school, so I must have been pretty young, but I can remember listening to some of his he'd give me a book and he'd say, now see if I'm saying this right. And he'd give me some of his German homework. And I remember he had me follow it. And also, when he went to medical school, I was the one he always gave his books to.
Me to that was to unusual, wasn't it? Brother-sister relationship.
Yes, we were very, very close. I was closer to him than I was to my sister, although we had a very warm relationship. We didn't have quite so much in common as I had with my brother.
Well, that's most unusual.
Yeah, it is unusual.
And was he? Was he as interested in music as you are?
Yes, he wasn't professional. He had a lovely voice, and but he didn't study. But he was very musical.
And he did he remain out there? Also remain in California?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he went to medical school there. You see, and then when he was graduated, he established his practice there.
Tell me, did you say your first husband passed away? Or?
Yes.
I see. And then it was how long before you and Mr. Mazel met?
No.
Were you married within a short time?
No. Come to think about it, I think it might have been as much as 8 years.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too long.
No.
Not too long.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Come in.
Here. I have to press real hard on those things. Now, let's see. We were at a family vacation. Now, were there any particular...
Well, we live in a vacation land, and we used to get in our car. My sister, before I was married, my sister would say, "Hello, what are you doing?" "Nothing." "Well, let's go to Santa Barbara. Let's go to San Francisco, 500 miles away."
Oh.
And we wouldn't think anything about it. Distances are very great in the West. And we did that, and of course, it was a vacation. Certainly was a vacation land, so there was no place in particular to go. The beaches were about 15 miles from most anyone's home, and you'd go out and take a swim and come home.
And you had a vacation all year round,
then? Yes, it was a vacation.
And how about after you were married and your children, were they... Did you take special trips with them, or...?
No. When I was married the second time, I took off for Europe very shortly.
With your family?
With my one son that I had. And, yes, we went to Paris. My husband went on ahead. He was studying voice. And we came somewhat later.
Oh, this is with Mr. This is, I think we
this
talked
is
about
with Lincoln, second husband.
Mr. Mazel, Lincoln Mazel, yes. Now, I was referring to before that, you didn't have any particular special vacation trips for the children.
No. Once in a while, we took a trip east to come and see the folks.
That was a long, well, from California, that's quite a trip.
Yes, we did that a few times.
And tell me something, also, the neighborhood that you lived in, did you find that, if you can think back now, was it a lot different than the way the neighborhoods are today?
Well,
environments and the...
Pretty much. Of course, people were very neighborly when we lived in...
Yes.
California, when I grew up, it would be insulting if you locked your house.
Oh.
You always left it open so if a neighbor wanted to come in and borrow something while you were gone.
It was there.
It was there, and so you never locked your house. But I'm sure it's changed now.
Yes. But did you find, well, of course I think it's different. I remember, you know, being younger, I think it was easier when I was much easier.
Of course, it was easier.
There weren't so much hustle, bustle, rush.
And yes, and competitiveness was not, one wasn't aware of it as one is now.
Yes. And did you find that people are not as friendly now?
They're not as, although Pittsburgh is an exceptionally friendly city, I think.
Somebody told me that yesterday, too.
Don't you agree?
A strange young man came in. Of course, I think, although I've been here all my life.
Yes, it's a very friendly city.
I guess I just accept it as a normal thing. But this young man who traveled, he said he was from New York, and he was going, and he said he just loves it. He said everybody's been so nice to him.
You wouldn't think of saying good morning to someone in New York.
Oh, no.
But here I find that people I don't know.
Or in Paris.
And say good morning to, you know.
Yes.
And it's very friendly.
I
love Pittsburgh.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Everything about it. It's a beautiful city. Physically, it's beautiful.
Yes. Well, especially, beautiful. I think, since they've changed the gateway. And they,
well, even so, they're natural. If you go through Woodland Road, for instance.
Oh, that's cool. That's beautiful.
The old trees here are so gorgeous.
Yes, that's true.
And the seasons are so beautiful. Spring
is
so wonderful.
I guess I have to stop and think a little bit.
Oh,
I
guess
I just
beautiful.
Accept everything for
me. I'm very aware of beauty. I've never gotten used to it here.
Really? The changes? You mean the changes?
Yeah, so lovely.
Now let's see. I did also want to ask you about did the war have any impression or make any change in your life at all?
No.
Nothing.
No.
And the depression?
Yes, the depression. My father lost a great deal. I know he lost a lot of property that he accumulated. And I left for Paris during the depression.
Because of that? Or
no,
because you wanted to
join my husband who had gone on, and it wasn't as noticeable in Paris as was it in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And tell me, how long did you live there?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And then you came back
to
Los
Angeles,
and then you came on to Pittsburgh.
Yes. That's the saga.
So the saga. Now tell me something about, would you like to tell me about your children's lives? And what has gone on with them?
Well, first I have Lauren, and it's been a continual and continuing joy. We were very close, he and I and his father. We still are. It's very lovely. Excuse me.
It's going to hold now. Let's see, we'll start talking about Lauren now.
Yes.
Would you like to tell me about him? His growing up years and his...
It was a joy, really, to rear. He was always an easy child with great sense of humor and a happy child, well oriented in whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm. I think we spoke about him the last time too, and you said that he studied with Mr. Bakalanikov here.
Right.
He enriched his
life enormously. I think he was certainly the single greatest influence on Lauren's life.
Mm-hmm. And how long did he remain in Pittsburgh? Did Lauren remain in study in Pittsburgh?
From 10 to the age of 10 to 22.
Oh, and then where did he go?
He was married then at 22 and
of Pittsburgh?
No.
Somebody from Pittsburgh?
Boston girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his Fulbright scholarship and went to Italy.
And
he's lived abroad more
or
less
of his life?
On and off since then. Yeah.
Oh my.
Mm.
And tell me, is he married?
Well, that ended after 16 years, and he's remarried 4 years ago to an Israeli girl.
Oh. And do they have any children, yes, any grandchildren?
Yes, adorable little boy, and he had two daughters by his first marriage.
Uh-huh.
Lovely children.
And where are they now? Where
They're
is the
in
family?
New York with their mother, the two girls are, and today Lawrence in Japan with his wife. And
doing
boy.
What? Do live?
Well, they're concertizing.
And oh, I see.
Then at the end of this tour, he's going to the Fiji Islands to Bora Bora for 5 weeks vacation.
Oh, a vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, and all these years, has he been on tour, just concert touring? Or?
Oh, yes, on and off. Mm-hmm. He's probably conducted all over the world by now.
Oh,
I can't think of any place he hasn't.
And is Far home, East, does North he have Australia. A permanent residence anywhere?
He has three homes. He has a home in London and one in Monte Carlo and one in Cleveland. So he shuttles between.
Yes. Would you get a chance to see him very
as
much?
Often as is feasible, certainly. Whenever he comes to this country, we dash to wherever he is.
Mm-hmm. Is he conducting mainly or playing? Or
no, he's conducting.
He's conducting.
Mainly, yeah.
And then what happened? Did he continue his studies in New York after?
No, he's never studied with anyone excepting Mr. Bakalennikov.
Is that unusual?
Yeah.
And his wife, is she a musician?
She's a concert pianist, yes.
Oh.
She played here at the Y.
Oh, I think I heard her.
Israela Margulies.
Yes.
That's my
yes.
daughter-in-law.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a talented family.
Yes. And she's a adorable girl.
And his children, are they talented?
I haven't
in any way
seen music? Any particular one. The older daughter is a brilliant linguist. She,
how old is she?
She's 11.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be 12 in October. And she speaks five languages.
Oh, my. And they are living in, you said, in Italy?
No, in New York.
Oh, in
she
New
lives
York.
With her
in
mother in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite, and it's just, it must be a marvelous thing for you.
Yes.
To follow all this and to,
yes.
to follow Lauren and all his accomplishments.
Yes.
I think that's more marvelous.
He's brought us great happiness, certainly.
Well, he comes by it very honestly, doesn't he? With all the
being
music.
Happy?
No, with all the music and...
Yes, I think so. My husband's family is an outstandingly musical family. His father...
Oh, tell me about his father.
He was with the Metropolitan Opera and Orchestra for over 20 years. And was an outstanding violinist. His brother was...
What was his first name?
Isaac.
Isaac Mazel.
His brother, Marvin Mazel, was a prodigy pianist and concertized all over the country in Europe. And so Lauren has a very fine heritage of
yes.
music, certainly on his father's side.
Now tell me, Mr. Mazel, was his family settled in New York or were they in California?
New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that is quite a background.
Yes.
Does Lauren do any? Is he? Does he sing at all? Any opera talents?
No.
No.
He conducts opera.
Yeah.
But
I've heard. Yes, I think I've heard him.
Yes, but no, he's.
Yes.
I think an excellent violinist, and he's played with the New York Philharmonic.
Yes.
Orchestras, probably in Europe and Asia.
Tell me, I remember now you were telling me, Mr. Mazel, I know that he's was active in the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
My husband,
yes.
For 12 years.
And would you like to tell me anything about that? How he got started there?
Yes,
what
it was very
him?
Funny. They had an advertisement in the paper asking for singers. And my husband went down to audition, and they took his background history and everything and said, well, it wasn't for anything particular, but if they anything came up that they wanted this for a backlog, they would use it. So I'd really forgotten all about this audition, and one day the phone rang, must have been 8 or 9 months later, and they said, this is Mr. Burley at the Playhouse. I would like you to audition for a part in The Mousetrap. Well, my husband said, I'm not an actor, I'm a singer. He said, I know you are a singer. Very, anyway, he said, would you come down? And so Lincoln went down, and he read the part, Mr. Parvaccini in Italian, and he came home and he said, oh, I'm so sorry I went, he said. Just made a fool out of myself, he said. Here is an Italian part, and I read it, I'm sure, with a Russian accent, he said. And I'm really embarrassed about the whole thing. Well, in a day, he was called, and they said, if you want the part, you can have it. And he went down, and he's been in the theater ever since.
Oh, my. And does he enjoy? I guess he loves that, the acting. And is it always with a singing part, or does he...
Although he did, I shouldn't say that, Guys and Dolls, he was in that, and in Student Prince, a few other musicals, but mainly it's been character roles that he's done.
Well, now that the Playhouse has discontinued, what is he doing, anything else?
Well, he's done a lot of narrating. He just narrated with the McKeesport Symphony, a Lincoln portrait of Copeland. And I'm his biggest fan. I think he's a great actor.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. It's all purely accidental.
Yes.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yes. Though he'd been in movies, he'd been mostly in singing parts where the acting wasn't accented. But he did very well, apparently, and he's been at it ever since. He's done, I think, 60 different character roles. And to me, it's fantastic
the way he memorizes.
Now,
you kept that a secret when we were talking about him. I didn't know that he had done so much so much work in
It certainly wasn't a secret. I'm pretty brazen about being his
marvelous.
And really enjoying him enormously, but he certainly is, in my opinion, an extremely gifted.
There's so many diversions and so many other things to do. It's wonderful. Well, let's see. Do we have...
I have to leave at 2:45.
Shall we stop now?
If you have time for 2:45.
How long are you going to be gone on your trip?
I won't be back till August 6th.
Oh. Well, I think we may have maybe another half hour or so to do, but I think that'll be too. We can't do that now. When are you leaving? When are you? Let me stop.
How about
this.
Next?
Completes our interview with Mrs. Lauren Mazel. I want to thank you so much for your cooperation and all the information that you have given us. Thank you again.